Argentine president Juan Perón dies. New York's stock market hits lowest since 1970. And Chief Justice Earl Warren buried at Washington. The year, 1974. The month, July.
Of a summer night in the land of the dollar bill, when the town of Chicago died and they talk about it still, when a man named Al Capone tried to make that town his own and he called his gang to war with the forces of the law, I heard my mama cry. The sound of the battle rang through the streets of the old East Side, till the last of the hoodlum gang had surrendered up or died. They were shouting in the street and the sound of running feet, and I asked someone who said about 100 cops are dead. I heard my mama cry. There was no sound at all, but the clock upon the wall. Then the door burst open wide, and my daddy stepped inside. And he kissed my mama's face, and he brushed her tears away. The night Chicago died. Yes, indeed, the night Chicago died. The night Chicago died. Brother, what a night it really was. Brother, what a fight it really was. Glory be, the night Chicago died.
The number 9 record was number 1 from July 1st through July 22nd. The Night Chicago Died, and Paper Lace, another import group, that one from Germany, and that's the last of the import groups in the top 100 of 1974, unless, of course, you want to count the next artist who was from Australia. However, she's been living in England recently, so I've been counting her as an English artist. She won a Hayley Mills look-alike contest when she was 13 years old, and she's got the number 8 record of the year next from Rewind 74.
Whistle.
I believe you really ought to know.
A song written by Liza Minnelli's ex-husband, Peter Allen. It's called I Honestly Love You. Olivia Newton-John was number one from September 25th through October 23rd. And she is the eighth biggest record of 1974. I Honestly Love You. And Olivia Newton-John from Rewind 74 with Don Burns. And we're getting right in there. Number seven was number one for only 1 week, May 24th. It was number two for about 10 weeks. Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods.
The marching band came down along Main Street. The soldier blues fell in behind. I looked across and there I saw Billy waiting to go and join the line.
Song makes the top 10 of 1974. Number seven, Billy Don't Be a Hero, and Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods from Rewind 74 on WYSL. March 1974, the Grammy Awards, with Stevie Wonder getting five Grammys, Roberta Flack nabbing the second Best Record Award with Killing Me Softly with his song. That was the second Best Record Award in 2 years that she had gotten. Led Zeppelin signed its first act to their newly formed Swan Song label, an unknown group named Bad Company. Todd Rundgren said, "I'm just a crazy college kid at heart." In an effort to try to explain his motives in leading a brigade of streakers across the University of South Carolina campus. And in March, Phil Spector, while traveling for a few days to rest, to Phoenix, Arizona, was the victim of a near-fatal car crash. And ABC Entertainment announced plans for the California Jam, a 12-hour live concert at the Ontario Speedway, in which 400,000 people were expected to be in attendance. This record was number one from March 15th through March 29th, and it's number six for the year, John Denver.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water looks so lovely. Almost always makes me high. If I had a day that I could give you, I'd give to you just like today. If I had a song that I could sing for you, I'd sing a song to make you feel this way.
Six songs from television or motion pictures to make the top 100, and one of two songs from a television special called Sunshine, in which John Denver wrote the music. That's the number six record for 1974, and Sunshine on My Shoulders, John Denver. That record, along with My Sweet Lady from Cliff DeYoung, were from that television special called Sunshine. Actually, I think there were seven songs from TV and motion pictures, because Jim Croce's Time in a Bottle was from a television show called She Lives. So that's seven songs. Time in a Bottle and My Sweet Lady, TSOP, the theme from Soul Train, The Entertainer, which is the theme from The Sting, Tubular Bells, which is the theme from The Exorcist, and the next song, which was the theme for a motion picture and the biggest, I believe, the biggest record that this artist has had. The number five song for 1974 is next from Whistle.
The best sound off of the week wins $10 cash. Address Mr. Sound Off, WYSL Buffalo.
Tell me, would we?
1974, the year that Barbara Streisand and Ryan O'Neill starred in a motion picture called The Way We Were. And of course, Barbara sang the title song from that motion picture. That was number one from December 21st of 1973 right through January 25th of 74. In other words, 1 year ago today. That was the number one record, and it's number five for the year, The Way We Were, and Barbara Streisand from Rewind 74 on WYSL. John McGann has the top 100 albums tonight at 7 o'clock, and Hank Ball will continue that at midnight on the FM side of Whistle. When an artist makes a comeback and he makes the top five, you know it's got to be a pretty darn good song. But when the album breaks out of Buffalo, and Buffalo is the first city in the country to play it, and it becomes number one for X number of weeks, in this case, an entire month, then you know it's got to be an incredible song. For all the people who bought this song, it was an incredible song. Number one from October 7th to November 8th, and the number four record for the year, Bobby Vinton and My Melody of Love.
I'm looking for a place to go so I can be all alone from thoughts and memories, so that when the music plays, I don't go back to the days when love was you and me. To hide all my sorrow, all my pride, I just can't get along, 'cause the love once so fine keeps on hurting all the time. Where did I
Nixon departs on Mideast trip, completes tour of the Mideast and Russia, labeled triumphant. Charles Colson gets 1 to 3 year prison term, and Mrs. Martin Luther King shot in a church in Atlanta, Georgia. The year, 1974. The month was June.
stuck inside these four walls, sent inside forever, never seeing no one nice again. Yeah.
number three record of 1974 was number one from June 1st to June 17th, along with its flip side, 1984. You have to get both titles if I ask you for that particular song. 1985. What am I saying 84 for? 1985 and Band on the Run. Both songs are number three. I'm not going to have time to play 1985, but you'll have to write that one down along with Band on the Run. Both songs, number three for 1974, Paul McCartney and Wings, who had three songs in the top 100, Band on the Run and 1985. And the top two records of the year are next from Whistle. The year 1974, and while this record was becoming number one for the entire month of February, the Bottom Line in New York City opened. Perhaps the most famous of the new nightclubs. The Bottom Line featuring the best in rock entertainment, and some people said it was the Fillmore of 1974. Later on in February, after the Salt Lake City Emerson, Lake & Palmer concert, Greg Lake decided to take a sauna with Atlantic Records Tony Harrington, road manager Alex King, bodyguard Brian Magoo, and promoter Jerry Pompelli. After the sauna, nothing would do but a nude swim at the Executive Royal Inn. The five were arrested, booked, fingerprinted, and fined $75 each. And while that was going on, this record was number one. Number two for the year, Terry Jacks, Seasons in the Sun.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, little children everywhere, when you see them I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. Goodbye, Michelle, my little one. You gave me love and helped me find the sun. Time that I was down, you would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, with the flowers everywhere, be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons, all our lives we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the hills have...
number two record of 1974. And Terry Jacks, before we get to the end of the program, let's review the top nine records for you in case you missed one of the top nine in the last hour or so. Number 10 is Hooked on a Feeling, Blue Swede. Number 9, The Night Chicago Died, Paper Lace. Number 8, I Honestly Love You, Olivia Newton-John. Number 7, Billy Don't Be a Hero, Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods. Number 6, Sunshine on My Shoulders by John Denver. Number 5, The Way We Were, Barbara Streisand. Number 4, My Melody of Love, Bobby Vinton. Number 3, Band on the Run and 1985 by Paul McCartney and Wings. Number 2, Seasons in the Sun, Terry Jacks. Now, if you would like to win the top 100 singles of 1974, here's what you do. You put on a postcard or a letter your name, address, and phone number. Your name, address, and phone number. And I want to know what singles these that correspond to these numbers on the top 100. If you've been listening since noon, you know. Okay, I will give you 10 numbers. I want to know the name of the record and the name of the artist that corresponds with each of those numbers. Number 93, number 88, number 75, number 60, number 54, number 44, number 31, number 26, number 14, and number 3. I'll run down that one more time. Number 93, number 88, 75, 60, 54, 44, 31, 26, 14, and 3. If any of those are double-sided hits, you must list both sides of the hit and the artist. And your name, address, and phone number, mail it to me, Don Burns, WYSL, Buffalo 14202. We'll make the drawing for the top 100 singles winner of the year a week from Friday on the Don Burns Show from WYSL, AM and FM Buffalo. The number one record of the year is a comeback, is another comeback for this particular artist. One of the few people who was a teenage star in the 50s and is still making big money. Besides his own hits, he's written for other people. He wrote Frank Sinatra's biggest hit and Tom Jones's biggest hit. 14 and a half years ago, Life magazine reported that this artist had already sold 25 million records. That was 14 and a half years ago. He made his first record called Blau Wiedelbeeste Fontaine when he was 14. It didn't exactly turn to gold. It sold about 3,000 copies. And the artist was afraid that the world was passing him by. When he was 15, he wrote a tribute to a 17-year-old girl who he thought was a little young. It later became his second record, which reportedly sold 8.5 million copies. The name of the record was Diana. He's from Ottawa, Canada. He's one of 8 Canadian artists in the top 100, and his record is number one for the year. It was number one from August 19th through October 7th. His name, Paul Anka. And Having My Baby is number one.
Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it, your face is glowing. I can see it in your eyes, I'm happy in knowing that you're having my baby. You're the woman I love and I love what it's doing to you. Having my baby,
1974, the year that hard rock became boogie, the year that the so-called teeny bopper groups disappeared, leaving more mature acts in their wake, or at least groups that were trying to be more mature. 1974, the year of the movie theme, the instrumental, the remake of old hits into new ones, the year of comebacks by older artists who hadn't had hits in years, the year of the import hits from Germany to Sweden to Holland to Australia, the year of the Canadian artist, and the year of the disco record. If we were socially repressed in 1974, it did not show in our music, music of and by all ages. It's as though our personal and social awareness that began with the social protests of the 60s have finally come to fruition. Musicians and audiences are ready for music for its own sake. We and rock have grown up, and as much as we've explored, there's still more to go, and there always will be. A copy of the top 100 of 1974, a printed copy, please send a stamped self-addressed envelope to Top 100, WYSL, Buffalo 14202. That's Top 100, WYSL, Buffalo 14202. We will not mail out any of the top 100 until after the winners for the contest have been drawn. Once more, those numbers are 93, 88, 75, 60, 54, 44, 31, 26, 14, and 3. And the address is Don Burns, WYSL, Buffalo 14202. We will draw one correct card and award the top singles of 1974 from WYSL, AM and FM, Buffalo. The top 100 of 1974 has been compiled through sales of singles and albums in the Buffalo area record stores from December 15, 1973 to December 15, 1974. Our thanks to Record World Magazine, Cashbox Magazine, and the Sullivan Letter for pertinent information included in this program. Rewind 74 has been a production of WYSL AM and FM Buffalo. I'm Don Burns. Happy New Year.